Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Kentucky farmer says trade negotiations are critical for the future of agriculture. Graves County farmer Jed Clark says NAFTA, or the North American Free Trade Agreement, is a vital part of that picture.
It's one of our easiest access markets, which of course is Mexico and Canada. And, you know, right now, U.S. is supplying 100% of their corn to Mexico, and of our corn, 100% of Mexico's use comes from us, and I think 70% of our beans, their bean use comes from us. So that is huge markets for us.
Clark, who grows corn, wheat, soybeans, and tobacco with his father, says they're concerned that buyers will look to other countries to purchase crops.
I was at a buyers conference back in August, and I spoke to some buyers from being worried because of talks on NAFTA. And we have to remember that these people don't just buy beans on a whim. They're setting up their markets and their production years in ahead, so they have to have that supply. So any ripple in that effect can cause them issues. So they were already at that time looking at going to Brazil and Argentina to source beans. So as a Kentucky farmer, that concerns me a lot.
He adds renegotiation of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, could also affect Kentucky farmers.
Kentucky is one of the largest cattle producing state east of the Mississippi. Look how important beef cattle are to our communities. With TPP, with us not being in TPP and the benefits that, say, that Australia would have on exporting their beef, it puts us at a competitive disadvantage. That's also important to remember.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Clark says he understands the need to renegotiate trade deals.
I agree that American jobs and that America in a whole needs to be. I don't want to see one sector hurting, whether industrial or agriculture. I think we do have to realize how big of a part agriculture plays in our economy in America. You know, in 2015, we were 5.5% of the national GDP, and that is a big part of our economy. And I don't want to see agriculture get left out of any negotiation.
He says what happens with the trade deals will impact more than just farmers across the country.
Maybe they're not full-time employees. Maybe they don't do agriculture full-time. Maybe have a part-time job somewhere else.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.